Welcome to Covenant with Christ International, an encouraging word for today with Pastor Christine Shippey. Join us now to be encouraged, equipped, and empowered to live a life of freedom in Jesus Christ.
Steinway pianos, it's like the best pianos that you can buy. And for generations, these pianos have been made from scratch, and the world's best musicians want to use these pianos. And the process that those pianos go through, I thought was really interesting. It takes over 1 year to make one piano. It takes over a year to make one of these pianos. They stretch the soundboard to its maximum tolerance, and they allow it to sit for an extended period of time, all stretched like that, in a curved design. If the wood was alive, it would be crying out for mercy. So they stretch that wood the way that they want it to go for the sound of it. After an extended time of stretching, the wood will never spring back to its original state. It's permanently changed. So the piano's becoming a fine-tuned instrument. After this process takes place, there's still more. The next step requires another point of stress. It takes 11 tons of pressure on the piano to tune the piano. Wow. Each step in the process moves the piano closer to a finished product that will ultimately be played by the world's finest musicians. There's a process that goes through. God looks at each of us as a fine-tuned instrument. Amen?
Amen.
He's got some things that He's doing in our life. He's going to tune us that's going to require us to stretch our faith, to look above the circumstances. He said to set your mind on things that are above, to set our minds on Him. We're going to go through some stretching. We're going to go through some suffering. But after that intense process, there's going to be a beautiful sound that's going to come out of you. It's going to be the testimony of the Lord. It's going to be the fragrance of the Lord. It's going to be the anointing of the Lord, because your suffering is where your greatest anointing is going to come from, that you're going to be able to minister to other people by what you've been through. So that suffering and that stretching, that's that refining process. That's that fire process that He wants to put each one of us through, because He knows what we need. He's got a plan for us, and that's how He does it. He does it through the sufferings. Remember, the Word of God tells us that even Christ learned obedience through the things that He suffered. Because we've got to have that yielding to God. Because remember, if we're walking in the flesh, if we're saved, but we're yielding to the flesh and we're yielding to the things that the works of the flesh, that's in Galatians 5:22 and 23, talks about the works of the flesh and the works of the Spirit. If we're yielding to those things and what our mind and body is telling us to do after we're saved, and we're yielding to that, then that's the lust of the flesh. But God wants us to yield to the Spirit, and that's where we're going to have life. All right? So many times we're torn wanting to do one way, but we yield to God and go the other way. And God's going to bless us, and He's going to use those trials and those fires that we go through to refine us, to make a beautiful sound in us. He said He wants us to glorify God the Father, that we bear much fruit. All right? And that it's going to bring glory to God. So we're going to come forth as gold. You know, when we're going through this, just like when you think about that piano for over a year, all the intense things that they have to do just to get that sound to come out of that piano, you know, that when you're going through the fire, it's hot. When you're going through circumstances, it's hot. But we know that we're going to bear much fruit, and God's going to be glorified if we'll just submit to Him, if we'll just trust Him and know that He's got a perfect plan for us. We all have a destiny and are shaped into that destiny as we yield to God, accept Him in our lives, because He has a plan. We have to place ourselves, just like that clay, we place ourselves into the potter's hands. You know, I did ceramics when I was growing up, a little bit, not much, but I learned some about it. And whenever you start off doing ceramics, you know, they have those molds, remember? And they'll take just that mud. They'll have these big white ceramic molds that are exactly on both sides what they're supposed to be. They rubber band those molds together. They put just mud, just a real thin mud. I forget what they call it. And they pour it through there. And they let that mold set. And that clay, it shapes to that mold. And then after a while, when it's dried, they take it out. And there's several different processes you can do. You know, you have to clean it real good. You have to shape it, you know? And God's going to shape us, all right? He's going to even use individuals and people and things that, and even in the house of God, to shape us and scrape off the rough edges, you know? And then you can either put that thing right into the fire right then, or you can paint it and then put it in the fire. And anybody done ceramics in here? There's lots of different ways you can do it. You can do bisque, or you can do greenware, and it all depends on what you're doing. So, and it all depends on the vessel that you're making. And that's the way God is with us. Different ones go through different processes. We go through different life circumstances, but His word is yes and amen for every single one of them if we just yield to Him. There's nothing that you're going to go through. The word of God tells us there's no temptation, you know, that's different, you know, from what anybody else has went through. 1 Corinthians 10:13, it says there's no temptation has overtaken you as such as common to man. Everything you're going to go through is, it's not just some special temptation that the enemy wants us to think. There's no one has been through this before. No one has ever been through what I've been through. Have you had people tell you that? But you know, that's not it. The Word of God tells us He's faithful. The Word of God says He's faithful who will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able, but with the temptation will make a way of escape that you may bear it. So the Word tells us that the temptations each one of us face are the same. They might feel special sometimes, you know, but hey, Jesus said the Word of God says that He was tried in all ways that we were. He went through those same temptations, but without sin. So He's went through it before. He's felt your pain. He's went through those things, but He was tempted in every way, in every manner that we were, but yet He was without sin, the Word tells us. So He's already been through that, and He didn't sin. So, you know, it depends on what you're going to go through. We're going to go through different things. You know, whenever you're doing ceramics, you go through, you might not fire one piece quite as many times as you do another. Some of them, you paint them, put them in the kiln, heat them up real hot. Then you let them cool down, you take them out, you put another coat of paint on them, you stick them back in the fire. There's all kinds of ways that you can do that. So you might visit the fire a lot of times. You might feel like you've just been living in the fire. But God's got a plan. You know, and then there's some ways you fire it before you paint it. There's all different kinds of ways, and God's got a plan, and each one of us is tailor-made special. He knows what He's doing. Amen? Then there's trials. You know, we thought there's temptations. And as we submit ourselves to God, the Word says, and resist the devil, what's He going to do? He's going to flee. So there it is. It's surrender. That's our key. Surrender. Yield. Submit yourself to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee.
Hi, this is Pastor Christine Shippey. I just want to say thank you for listening to this broadcast today. It's our hope that you've been encouraged. We want you to know that there's no situation or circumstance too dark that the light of God's love cannot shine through in your life. Love never fails, and God will never fail you. There's nothing impossible with God. Send us an email, give us a call. Let us know what the Lord is doing in your life. We would love to hear from you.
Thank you for joining us. We hope that you were encouraged today and your faith built by the power of God's Word. If you need prayer, you can email us your prayer request to prayer@covenantwithchrist.org or call 281-592-5001 for a prayer minister to agree with you concerning your needs. You can also visit our website at covenantwithchrist.org for more information about the various outreaches of this ministry.